Good morning. I'd like to call to order the Kirkland City Council's special meeting of February 10, 2014. Madam Clerk, the roll, please.
Councilmember Kloba?
Here.
Councilmember Asher?
Here.
Councilmember Marchione?
Here.
Councilmember Arnold?
Here.
Deputy Mayor Sweet?
Here.
Mayor Wallen?
Here. And Councilmember Nixon is out of town on business, so with the Council's consent, we could excuse his absence. Is that all right?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Item 3A on our agenda is a public hearing on the proposed transportation benefit district. This is the opportunity for the City Council to receive comment concerning the proposed establishment of a Kirkland transportation benefit district with boundaries equal to those of the City of Kirkland. Following the hearing, the Council will consider Ordinance 04435. I'll now open the hearing. City Manager?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Members of the Council, good morning. So before I turn this over to our Public Works Director, Pam Bissonnette, I just wanted to highlight a couple things that you should have with you. We did take testimony other than through either emails or written testimony, and the copies of everything we have received is up in front of you, so we have three comments that have been sent in. And also, one of the questions that was asked was about the making sure we had proper notification of this public hearing. So you should also all have up at your stations a copy of the notice that was put in the Seattle Times to make it clear that we did, in fact, meet our 10-day notice requirement. And so today we're here to talk about the formation of a transportation benefit district. So Pam Bissonnette's going to walk you through a little bit of the history and what's entitled in that, and then we'll open up for public testimony. And then staff is available to answer any questions you might have before the council decides whether or not it wants to act. So with that, can take away Pam.
Thank you. Good morning, Council. I'll be very brief. There's just a few slides that I have to explain what is a transportation benefit district. First of all, it's authorized by state statute 3673. It allows for cities or counties to fund transportation improvement programs. The boundaries can be all or a portion of a jurisdiction, or it can be multiple jurisdictions. So it could be a portion of Kirkland, all of Kirkland, Kirkland plus another city, multiple counties. It's fairly flexible. The governing board is the elected body of the city or the county, or in the case of multi-jurisdictional TBDs, they are by interlocal agreement. And the TBD authorizes various funding methods for transportation improvements and programs. The authorized funding mechanisms are vehicle license fees. There's a non-voted $20, meaning the council can vote for that. It doesn't go out to the public. But there is also a $100, which is the maximum vehicle license fee, which has to be voted by the public. There are the authorization of development fees, of a sales tax up to 0.2%, which is voted by the public, must stand public for a public election. And then there is a voted property tax in excess of the 1% limitation within the district for 1 year. So why would we consider a transportation benefit district for the city of Kirkland? Well, this has not been the first time that we've considered it. Back in 2009 and 2010, it was being considered for the pavement refurbishment program, but was subsequently decided to fund that program through a publicly voted levy, which was accomplished in 2012. We have, however, a lot of unmet transportation needs, and many are in the planning process right now, as you know. The Transportation Master Plan has a chapter, or will have a chapter, on financing the improvements, funding the improvements, and it was anticipated that the TBD would be one such tool that would be used to fund those improvements. We also have, as you know, a CKC Master Plan in play, expected to be adopted later this year. A TBD can fund non-motorized improvements as well, and the TBD could be a potential funding tool for implementation of the CKC Master Plan. We also have unfinished work on the safe walk routes to school. We made a presentation to our council committee just last week showing that there is a funding gap of between 16 and 17 million to complete all of the safe walk routes to school, and the which includes now all of the annexation area, which was not in the original target. And the Transportation Benefit District is a potential tool for accomplishing that high priority. All of these plans are in progress. They are not completed. We expect them to be completed by the end of 2015. And we were beginning, we were about ready to come to the council to talk about the Transportation Benefit District starting in March as a potential funding tool to incorporate into these plans. So why are we considering forming one now? Well, King County is forming a county-wide transportation benefit district this afternoon. And its purpose, as you heard at your council meeting last, was to support transit and also to support local transportation road needs throughout the county, both in incorporated and unincorporated King County. The establishment of that the county-wide transportation benefit district may preempt forming one for Kirkland or for cities that don't already have them. The law is unclear. 11 cities in the county already have created transportation benefit districts, including the city of Seattle. We feel that Kirkland needs to preserve the transportation benefit district as a potential funding tool for all of these plans that are underway. And formation now avoids the risk of possible preemption in the future. So what is being recommended? We're recommending the formation of the transportation benefit district and the formation of its boundary, which would include all of the city of Kirkland. The city council would become the transportation benefit district board. We are not recommending that any revenues be considered at this time. But we are recommending that you form one so that the revenue potential can be considered at a later date. And a public hearing, we're recommending, or it's actually in the ordinance, would be required if the Transportation Benefit District Board considers enacting any of the non-voted revenues for the district in the future. That concludes my short presentation. If there's any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions about the presentation? Deputy Mayor Sweet?
Pam, the other eight cities, do they have funding attached to them?
I believe all, it's 11 of them, and 11? I believe they all do. Most of them enacted the $20 councilmanic license fee.
Okay.
The city of Enumclaw formed one, but has not levied any money with it.
Okay.
And then King County has also established a TBD boundary in unincorporated King County, and they also have not yet established any revenue from it.
And Mr. Asher.
Thank you. Just as by way of clarification, you'd indicated that in 2010 for pavement refurbishing, instead of what I don't want left is instead of a TBD, we decided to go to a vote of the people. We had kept in mind and kept an eye on all of the authorities that the legislature was then considering, and all of the authorities that we had, and we didn't forego those other authorities and those other expectations by saying that the vote of the people would solve all of the problems. We had in mind all of our other authorities, too, so just wanted to make sure that wasn't left as a misimpression.
Yes, I didn't mean to leave that impression.
And Mr. Arnold.
I really appreciate the fact that the city is moving this quickly to protect our interests and our future options, given everything that's happening with the county and how fast they're moving. Kirkland's got to move faster, and it's great that we're doing that. In looking at all this and looking at the ordinance that we are considering, we're moving fast to create the boundaries of the TBD. There may be some other details that get filled in. For example, in 1922 040, it has a list of potential transportation improvements funded. What kind of flexibility, since we are moving so fast, do we have moving forward to change the TBD once it's established, or change the ordinance around the TBD once it's established?
Councilmember Arnold, the city has the ability to change the boundaries, and in that instance, it would be you sitting as a city council rather than you sitting as the board of the Transportation Benefit District. Mm-hmm. Similarly, if the TBD were to examine projects and want to make material changes or have something substantially different that's been noticed and put in the ordinance, the city council has the ability, not the TBD, to hold a public hearing, much as you're doing today, and to change the boundaries or to modify the projects.
Thank you.
I'll now call upon any members of the public who've signed up to address the council, and we have none. Excuse me. Are there any members of the audience who'd like to address the council? Seeing none, the council has been provided with copies of written comments, and the public hearing is closed. I'll entertain a motion to approve Ordinance 4435. Thank you, Mr. Asher.
Madam Mayor, I would like to move Ordinance 04435 and its summary, establishing a transportation benefit district, specifying the boundaries for that district, specifying the authority of the district, and specifying the improvements to be funded by the district, declaring an emergency, and establishing an immediate effective date.
Second.
Thank you. It's been moved by Councilmember Asher and seconded by Deputy Mayor Sweet to approve Ordinance 4335, enacting a new chapter of the Kirkland Municipal Code entitled Kirkland Benefit District, establishing a transportation benefit district, specifying the boundaries, specifying the authority, specifying the transportation improvements to be funded by the district, declaring an emergency, providing for severability, and establishing an immediate effective date. Discussion, Council. Mr. City Manager.
Sorry, I just want to make one comment for the record in this public hearing, which is we did ask the county whether the county had any concerns about the City of Kirkland forming the TBD. The county has said they don't think it has any implications for their proposal, so they are not concerned about the city taking this action at this time. So I just want to make sure that was clear and on the record prior to your action.
Thank you. Ms. Marchioni.
I just wanted to make one comment that I think this is something that we need to do. We need to have all funding tools available to us, and that's what we've been trying to get the legislature to do so that we can take care of our needs and not wait for the state or the county to do it. So I think this is a good move on our part.
Mr. Asher.
And just a small note, this really is precipitated by the lack of really good language in the revised Code of Washington. The chapter leaves things open that should be really clear, but they're not. And that's why we're having to take a preservation measure here. Thank you.
Mr. Arnold.
I look at this action we're taking today as preserving our options. Kirkland, before making a decision to use this authority, we would need to have a much broader community conversation. We have done that very well with the streets levy that Mr. Asher mentioned, with the parks levy, with the Kirkland 2035 process, in building support for the things we need to do for the future. And I think the action today is necessitated by the county moving fast, and you know, it really is, as stated in the statute, an emergency to protect our interests. I think people at Kirkland would expect, and I would expect, any further action to do this would go back to our regular, very involved process.
Thank you. Ms. Sweet.
I'm trying not to be redundant, but I agree. I think this is just another tool in the toolbox, and I think it's a clear demonstration of what a nimble staff we have. I want to thank you guys for helping us move this way.
Thank you.
And I think the concerns that we had raised, that were brought to our attention were timing concerns. I think we've answered that, that we're acting quickly because the county wants us, because the county is kind of acting quickly, and the notice, and we have fulfilled our notice requirements. And I just want to reemphasize that there is no current tax proposal, that this just is a placeholder for future needs. And we, if we ever were going to do something to raise revenue out of the Transportation Benefit District, we would go through an extended public engagement process. So the question is on the motion. To approve Ordinance 4335, enacting a new chapter of Kirkland Municipal Code entitled Kirkland Benefit District, establishing a transportation benefit district, specifying the boundaries, the authority, and the transportation improvements to be funded by the district, declaring an emergency, providing for severability, and establishing an immediate effective date. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clova?
Aye.
Councilmember Asher?
Yes.
Councilmember Marchioni?
Yes.
Councilmember Arnold?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Sweet?
Yes.
Mayor Wallen?
Yes. Ordinance 4335 is approved. And we have no further business, so we're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is it 4335?